We're going to do things a little different this morning. This service will be in preparation for the second service. We're planning today during second service to specifically set aside three men, and that is Jeff, Chad, and Jerry, to set them aside officially as elders of this church. And this morning what I want to do is spend time in prayer as a congregation over these men, because we trust that God sees what we don't, that we can do our best to judge each individual, but only God genuinely knows their hearts and their abilities and whether they are truly qualified for the task of eldership. So this morning, what I hope that we can do together is to pray for them, pray with them, and pray over them, and pray about them. So what we're going to do, how we're going to set this up is, I hope that Jeff and Chad and Jerry can place themselves strategically in the room, near people, so that you specifically can be prayed for by those individuals. And we'll go through different topics that George has been talking on, and I talked on, and pray specifically about those things for these individuals. The first thing that we're going to pray for, and we'll just spend a couple minutes praying on each thing, the first thing we're going to pray for is the need for these men to fulfill their role as elder, meaning men who are mature in faith. 1 Timothy 3:6 says, "Not a new convert, so that he will not become conceited and fall into the condemnation incurred by the devil." So men who will not easily be distracted with things that this world seeks after, money and a name for themselves or power, but men who will be seasoned and humble, who understand that God offers something that this world does not possess. So please pray now over the elder who is near you about this issue of spiritual maturity. Pray that these men display this characteristic and that God will continue to mature them as they serve. And hopefully, starting out this way, this will become not only will not only set in motion their role as elders of this church, but will also begin your role, a practice that we hope will continue beyond this day of praying, specifically praying for the leadership of this church, so that we can keep the church Christ-centered and focused on what needs to be focused on. So let's go ahead and begin with a few minutes of prayer on the maturity, spiritual maturity of these men and their spiritual growth. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1 says, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. The church will face fake sheep that seek to divide the flock, and weak sheep that are prone to stray from the flock. God has designated elders to be the overseers of the church, to keep disasters and casualties to a minimum. It is vital that our elders be men of the word, that every day they will seek God's face and meditate on what he has revealed. Pray that these men will be students of Scripture and have the boldness to confront false teachers and the dedication, the patience, and the love to pursue backsliding believers. So let's go ahead and pray for them as overseers of this church. First Timothy chapter 4 and verse 13 says, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching. We need men who not only understand the truths of Scripture for themselves, but also have the ability to express what they believe and why they believe it to others. This is both for in the church, teaching, discipling, and also for outside of the church, that they will be evangelistic, always taking opportunity to share what Christ has done for them to others. Men who are knowledgeable and have the ability to communicate that knowledge. Pray that these men will not only know the truth, but also unashamedly declare the truth. In John 10, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep." Lynn Anderson believes that it's required that elders smell like sheep. Are these men involved in the lives of the people in the church? Are they practicing hospitality? Do they go out of their way to see that the spiritual needs of the members are met? We need leaders who are in love with the church, who model the love of Jesus for the church. Pray that the love that these men have for the church will consume them, that there will be sleepless nights and genuine tears that follow this day over the spiritual well-being of every individual in this church. Paul addressed Timothy in this way in 2 Timothy 1:2. He said, "To Timothy, my beloved son." Elders are mentors. They are constantly seeking to identify and encourage the spiritually hungry. They are looking to take young believers under their wings and be a positive influence in a world filled with negative influences. Pray that these men will have a desire and an eye out for opportunity to disciple believers. First Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2 says, "An overseer then must be above reproach." We're not looking for perfect men, but men who have nothing that someone inside or outside of the church can lay hold of as an obvious flaw in moral character, such as someone who is known for their drunkenness, someone who is known for acts of sexual promiscuity, for those who are known for being guilty of crooked financial dealings. Pray that these men are upstanding and godly. Also pray that God will protect these men from the lust for power, women, and money. Sin is tempting to everyone, even the best of us. And it is vitally important that even in their times of weakness and vulnerability, God keep them from the evil one. First Timothy 3, verses 2 and 4, verse 2 mentions that the elder be a husband of one wife, or a one-man woman. And verse 4 mentions that he should manage his own household well, keeping his children under control with all dignity. As leaders of the church, there will be eyes watching these men at all times. And this is a good thing because members are searching for something to model. Even people outside the church are looking for something different, expecting something different within the church. They're looking for something other than the garbage that the world assumes is the norm. Pray that these men will constantly check to ensure that what happens in private and what happens in public, what happens inside the church and what happens outside the church, does not conflict. The last thing we want for this church, for the Church of Jesus Christ Universal, is to have hypocritical leaders. Pray that the men we are selecting are genuine, and also that God will continue to mold and shape them not only as leaders, but also as fathers, sons, husbands, employees, employers, or whatever other role they might fill in their lives. In Acts chapter 13, it says, while they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went. So what we have here is the church is busying herself with normal church life, and the Holy Spirit calls to mind certain men whom he has selected for a specific task. And what follows is that the church sends Barnabas and Saul, and the Holy Spirit is said to have sent Barnabas and Saul. Now, they didn't leave twice. What happens here is that the sending of the church is confirmed by the sending of the Spirit, and they do it together. We want to anoint these men for the task of elder in unison with the Holy Spirit, because if the Spirit does not confirm what we are affirming, then we're setting ourselves and these men up for failure. Pray that the Spirit will make his will manifest in our activities today. Here is a trustworthy saying. Whoever aspires to be an overseer desires a noble task. This position does not come with any financial perks, no fanfare, no easy ride. In fact, this position costs. It will rob you of your free time, it will take a great deal of your energy, and it will rack your brain with very serious, difficult, and sometimes heart-wrenching issues. Yet the rewards of seeing that work pay off in the lives of faithful followers of Jesus and the satisfaction of knowing that your work pleases your Savior is outlandish. If one does not remain heavenly minded in their service as elder, they will crumble under the weight of the position. Pray that these men will maintain an eternal perspective and seek to please their audience of one, that is Jesus Christ. And now for our final topic to pray about. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. The demands of this position seem endless. The standards of character and behavior are very high. The responsibility is unimaginably great. And if any one of these men thinks that he can handle it, then he's doomed from the start. The only way that even the slightest bit of good can be accomplished through them is if they rely fully on the power and the wisdom of the Spirit and not on their own strength and understanding. Pray that these men will constantly come before the throne of God in prayer for every decision that they make and before every work that they set about to do. If our leaders are not devoted to prayer, then the entire church suffers. Let's pray.
I ask the worship group to come on back up here. As you finish up your prayer time, we just want to share with you on behalf of the elders what did happen from those names that were submitted a couple of weeks ago. From what we got, there were nearly 30 for each of these three guys that we've been mentoring, 30 names submitted for Chad, for Jerry, for Jeff. And then we had about 12 other names, and those were all under 10. And so we didn't want to simply dismiss those names because they were submitted by the church, and we tend to believe the Spirit is working through all of this. By the way, Ben, thank you for that wonderful time of prayer. That was truly great, and I felt the Spirit moving in here. I'm sure you did as well. But we decided to open up mentorship for those other names, and so all of those people were contacted and asked if they were interested. Some said they were. Some said they'd like to pray about it and think about it. Some said they'd like to talk some more. So it's all in the process of becoming something, and through God's power and through God's guidance, we hope to see wonderful things happen for the future as we seek to follow Him and not our own will. So please do continue to pray for these three and for the second service as they're set aside for this not very light task, very important task. And please pray for all of us as we seek to follow God and His desires.